Are you looking for a new and exciting job in the oil and gas industry? Then Texas Transco is your answer. Texas Transco is currently seeking qualified CDL over-the-road drivers to join their water hauling team. Texas Transco offers competitive wages, big benefits, and the freedom and flexibility to work close to home. So if you're ready for an opportunity to work for the number one oil field service provider right here in the Barnett Shale, then you found it at Texas Transco. Give them a call today at 817-396-4706. That's 817-396-4706. Texas Transco, your number one oil field service company.
Working here in the Barnett Shale requires that you have the best equipment available because every job counts. Put Energy Weld Fab to work on your next project. Energy Weld Fab manufactures oil and gas production equipment, as well as fabrication of custom vessels, piping, and structural steel. The Energy Weld Fab sales staff has a wealth of knowledge working here in the state of Texas and other regions, as some of their biggest clients are folks like EOG, Chesapeake, Quicksilver, and XTO. Call Mike Clements at Energy Weld Fab's team today with your questions and ordering information at 903-297-2500. That's 903-297-2500. Energy Weld Fab is your number one choice for oil field and production equipment because they understand that every job counts. That's Energy Weld Fab at 903-297-2500.
Dedicated to quality and service, Western Company of Texas has earned the reputation as the premier water transfer company in all the Barnett Shale. Their goal is to efficiently transfer water to your next completion job with the best service possible and can meet your water transfer needs anyplace, anytime, anywhere, 24/7. Western Company of Texas has a proven track record and has successfully completed thousands of water transfer jobs and can meet those last-minute deadlines. So if you're looking to transport water to your next completion job, then think Western Company of Texas and the guys with the green pumps. They cover all the Barnett Shale with locations in Cleburne, Ponder, Hyco, and Weatherford. Western Company of Texas has a large inventory of irrigation pipe and transfer pumps available and ready to meet all your water transfer needs. Western Company of Texas and the guys with the green pumps, committed to precision, performance, and competitive pricing. Excellence is not expensive, it's priceless. Call Western Company of Texas and the guys at the Green Pumps. They are the premier water transfer company in all the Barnett Shale. Call 940-648-3434. That's 940-648-3434.
His goal?
100 yards rushing.
Our goal?
To keep him in bounds.
Headed to the sidelines. Can he stay in bounds?
While he covers the play, we cover his heart with the Word of God. Because with the Bible as his playbook,
touchdown!
He is certain to keep in bounds. Join the Fellowship of Christian Athletes as we strive to put the heart and soul in sports by impacting the world for Jesus Christ. To learn more, contact us at fca.org. That's fca.org.
Being a leader in the production enhancement services in the oil and gas market requires the right people and right services. At IPS, Integrated Production Services, we are the number one choice when it comes to completion, workover, and production optimization services and products. At IPS, we utilize experienced personnel with the local expertise and fit for purpose equipment to deliver the best services and to create cost-effective, tailored solutions that increase production and lower operating costs. IPS. They deliver results. Call 940-484-4481.
Hi folks, Elissa Walker Campbell here to tell you about our good friends at Spindletop Production Tools. Did you know that Spindletop Production Tools has two convenient locations right here in Gainesville, Texas? Spindletop Production Tools has two heavy construction facilities that provide fabrication, assembly, and they repair oil field products and equipment. Their product design is provided by a staff of experienced mechanical and structural engineers and design detailers who are available to assist with any of your manufacturing needs. Spindletop Fabrication's primary focus is indeed the oil and gas industry, but not limited to just the oil field, as they can service and handle any of your fabrication needs that you may have. In addition to their 175,000 square foot fabrication facility warehouse, Spindletop Production Tools also has a 20,000 square foot machine shop that provides the best in production and custom machining services as well as repair. Plus, the machine shop is also supported by the engineering department and can meet your needs for CNC production work or manual lathes for repairs. Spindletop's machine shop is very versatile in the type of work they can provide, from high-run production parts to one-off repair jobs. For more information on Spindletop Production Tools, call their toll-free number at 1-866-228-8777. That number is 1-866-228-2777. Or email inquiries to spindletop-sales@completeproduction.com.
The Big E Sports Show begins where the game ends. Keep your dial on Fox Sports Radio as Elissa goes one-on-one with today and yesterday's biggest star athletes and sports personalities. Brought to you by your friends at Western Company of Texas. Give them a call at 940-648-3434. That's 940-648-3434.
Elissa Walker Campbell, we are back on Fox Sports Radio and the Big E Sports Show this weekend. And although we have been talking so much about the Heisman presentation and as we look forward and ahead to the BCS title game with Oklahoma and those Florida Gators, we also wanted to take time to hoop it up with Mr. College Basketball himself, a wonderful ambassador for our sport. And you know what? I have to be honest, he's always in the Big E starting five rotation. The great Dick Vitale of ESPN. Dickie V, it's great to have you back.
Well, it's great being back with you, and I know you're probably excited. Your Oklahoma Sooners taking on the Florida Gators. I live in Florida, and obviously I don't want to spoil your party, but somehow I think Tim Tebow is going to find a way to bring the big Crystal Trophy to Gainesville.
Well, and that is a big question a lot of people are talking about. It is such an incredible matchup when you talk about Oklahoma and Florida. But, of course, what about Saturday night's the big Heisman presentation? Of course, out of the Big 12, we've got two started guys, Colt McCoy and Sam Bradford. But Tim Tebow, he won it last year. Can he do it again?
Well, you know, you got three deserving players. Certainly McCoy's been phenomenal. Bradford's been sensational. And the offensive explosion of Bobby Stoops' club has been absolutely mind-boggling. And Tebow's been an incredible winner. He doesn't have the stats, but he's got the winner's mentality. I think what might help Tebow was the performance late in the game, the clutch against the unbeaten Alabama Crimson Tide, and also the fact that Bradford and McCoy might split some votes out there, and that could play really a big part, possibly in Tebow going back-to-back for the first time since Archie Griffin did it, a former Ohio State superstar.
I have to be honest with you, Dick, out here in the Big 12 Conference, a lot of folks were surprised that Graham Harrell, the terrific quarterback from Texas Tech, and Mike Leach came out and he really blasted the Heisman members, that he was left off the list and that he doesn't get to go to New York on Saturday night.
Well, you know, Graham Harrell, if he had that big game and the game against Oklahoma, that would have probably solidified him as the Heisman guy, because obviously what he did to beat Texas was special. But I think he's dropped behind the others, and I think certainly Bradford, who's been phenomenal. I think Bradford, to me, is probably going to win it, but I will not count out Tebow because of his popularity and his performance late in the game against Alabama.
He certainly is an exceptional young man. Now, the team we have to talk about, because two of your daughters went to Notre Dame. It has certainly been a year of serious struggle for the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. What's going on up there?
Well, really, I wish I knew. It's unbelievable. You would think after 4 or 5 years of great recruiting classes, that they'd be able to beat the likes of people like, you know, North Carolina, and they struggle with Navy and 6-6 going to a bowl game. I have a strong feeling, my gut feeling is, they should do away with 6-6 as bowl teams. If you can't have, Alyssa, a winning record, if you can't at least go 7-5, to me you haven't earned the right to really enjoy the fruits of a reward such as playing in a bowl. I think college football makes a major mistake really rewarding such mediocrity.
Notre Dame, they are going to go to the Hawaii Bowl, and Charlie Weiss, perhaps he will come back, or he is going to come back after his fifth season, but maybe he can get his team back on track and pick up a win on the road. Hey, Dick Vitale is with us on Fox Sports Radio and the Big E Sports Show. Here in just a moment, we are going to talk about his brand new book. It is titled Dick Vitale's Fabulous 50 Players and Moments in College Basketball. He's always had the best seat in the house, but let's talk now about some Big 12 Conference basketball. We've heard so much about how great of a conference it has been with college football, but the conference, when you talk about men's basketball, it was really stripped down a lot this year because they lost a number of quality players. I think of Michael Beasley, DJ Augustine, and Mario Chalmers.
Yeah, they did lose a lot of players, but still you got Blake Griffin there, and certainly Texas with Damian James and, A.J. Abrams has been outstanding as well, and Kansas has got a host of really good young players. I think those teams really are probably the elite, and keep a keen eye on Missouri. I think Missouri is going to be a lot better than people believe. Damari Carroll and certainly Leo Lyons can score. But I really like that Oklahoma team. I think the great Diaper Dandy, Willie Warren, is special. And when you talk about your former hoopster, when you talk about a guy like Blake Griffin, he gives you so much because people have to double-team him. He's a rebounding marvel. And I would say right now there are three elite players in college basketball. Certainly Blake Griffin, Tyler Hansbrough in North Carolina. And the third one I would throw in there, obviously, is Stephon Curry, who's a scoring machine at Davidson.
Were you surprised that Blake Griffin, that he did decide to pass up the NBA draft? I know that Jeff Capel was exhaling a little bit when that happened. I'm assuming it was all because of the knee injury.
Well, you know, he made really a great choice coming back to school. He's really worked and become a much better player, a much more complete player. The one area he's got to really work on a little bit more is consistency at the free throw line. He's been a little up and down, a lot like my stock, man, up and down at free throw line. But because that can hurt him late in the game. People are going to put him on a line, close game, and that can come back to really bite you. So that's an area he has to work on. I think the kid, Willie Warren, doesn't get enough publicity. He's an attacking, aggressive, offensive player, and he's done a great job for Jeff Capel. But, hey, I had Texas the other night. I'm going to flat out tell you, Rick Barnes' kids know how to win, and they guard people. And when you guard people defensively the way they do, you always have a chance to win. They've beaten the likes of Villanova, who was undefeated. They beat UCLA. They play a tough, quality schedule. They don't play a bunch of cupcakes.
Dick Vitale is with us on Fox Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. He is joining us on our premier sponsor, the Western Company of Texas phone line. Let's quickly move ahead now. We've got to talk about this brand new book. And I have to say, it is a little bit different than your other book that you'd put out a few years back, which was titled Living a Dream. That was more of a memoir and reflected on just the amazing time that you've had at ESPN and truly sitting in the best seat in the house. How is this book different, Dick?
You know, this book is an oversized book. It's a coffee table book. And it's really been special. It's been able to allow me to really reflect on my 30 years at ESPN, looking at the greatest players that I've had the chance to see play and the greatest moments. And to be able to share them, Mike Krzyzewski told me the other day, he said, really it was great to see all the memories come back and to be able to see and read about the former great players. We did a profile on every player, and we did a statistical chart of each player's career on a collegiate level. We took into consideration just strictly their performance, Alyssa, as college players, nothing to do with what they did in the NBA. And then we compiled our list, which is certainly debatable, and I respect that, but we're in a second printing. It's doing phenomenal. Anybody would like them, they're available at Barnes & Noble, Borders, Amazon.com, and if they want an autographed copy, they could just go to my website, DickVitaleOnline.com, and they can get an autographed copy. And the thing I'm really proud of is that my proceeds are going to go to the V Foundation for Cancer Research.
Outstanding. Now, you did describe very well the layout of the book, and I got to ask you, of course, I was a little bit surprised when I opened it up and I saw who the number one player on the list was that you had covered. Share that with our listeners, and why did you pick him?
Well, because he's a winner. One of the criteria we really utilized was the effect as a winner in affecting other players. And Patrick Ewing of Georgetown did that. They went three times to the Final Four. He won a national championship. And he was a dominant force in that he made people around him so much better. He didn't have to score a point to be worth 20 points a game just by his presence. Number two, a lot of people thought that he should have probably been number one, was a great college player, Christian Laettner. Laettner was phenomenal at Duke, very average at best as a pro player. Number three, we had Ralph Sampson, who was 3 years in a row the only player ever to win the Player of the Year award 3 years in a row in college basketball. And number four, we have Michael Jordan, who obviously, if we utilize the NBA, he would be number one. And number five, Big 12, was terrific as a collegiate, Danny Manning. In fact, I was very fortunate to get inducted into the College Hall of Fame with Danny, and Danny's just a terrific young guy.
And we'll never forget him, of course, with the big game against Oklahoma in 1988 in the national championship game, beating up on Mookie Blaylock and Stacey King, right?
We got William Tisdale in our book.
Yes.
Well, very high, and I feel certainly that Tisdale and Ralph Sampson deserve to be in a Hall of Fame, the Naismith Hall of Fame and the College Hall of Fame.
I thought what was great, Dick, too, is that you do provide in this book, you know, statistical information on their playing careers, but you also provided some really sweet tidbits that kind of go beyond the X's and O's. And here you just mentioned Wayman Tisdale. You talked about his battle with cancer. I thought that really will touch a lot of hearts.
Yeah, well, he really touched a lot of people when he was on ESPN during V-Week. He was up there sharing his story, and he's such a courageous, inspirational guy. Just a beautiful young man, really represented Oklahoma in such a positive way when he played, and now is a fine musician as well. And we wish Wayman nothing but the best in his battle against cancer. In fact, anybody would like to help me, my dream, to raise as much money as possible for the V Foundation. They, again, not only can get my book and the proceeds go to the V Foundation, but they can go to my website and find out how they can make a donation. So just go to DickVitaleOnline.com.
The title of Dick Vitale's brand new book is Dick Vitale's Fabulous 50 Players and Moments in College Basketball. You've gone down the list and you've talked about some of the top players. What about some of the biggest moments in college basketball? Can you rattle off some of those?
Well, you know, listen, one of the great moments for me was Jim Valvano cutting the Nets down, winning the national championship in 1983 when he beat that great, great team of Houston with Olajuwon and with people like Clyde Drexler and that super club. And then my next great moment was when Christian Laettner hit that incredible shot to shock Rick Pitino and Kentucky. And the third was Georgetown getting beat in a perfect game by Villanova. Those were some of the real special moments, but there's so many in there. And I think people, you know, Kansas fans are going to love one of the great moments, and I know John Calipari doesn't. I was just on a show in Memphis, didn't want to hear it or see it. The picture of Mario Chalmers hitting that dramatic three last year,
yes,
and beating Kansas and beating Memphis when he tied the game up to send it in overtime. Got a picture of that, got a picture of Laettner with his shot. And, you know, I did it with a great writer from out of New York City, Dick Hoops Weiss, who's really a terrific basketball guy, and really it's so much fun. But most of all, I'm really proud that it's selling, and I'm proud that we're raising money for cancer.
And Dick teamed up with you on your other book too, correct?
Yeah, he did. He's a real basketball fanatic. You do your homework.
Well, I do. And listen, I know that we are limited on time, but Dick, everybody wants to know, everyone was asking me, be sure and ask Dick, how are you doing health-wise? How is your throat? We had a lot of prayers that were going up for you.
Well, you know, I feel really good, and really 69, acting about 12, and still having loads of fun with kids all over the nation. When I hear them chant Dickie V like the other night, all the Villanova kids, I got goosebumps, man. I get so excited. I'm like a little kid. My wife tells me all the time, when are you going to start acting your age? And my daughters say the same.
Well, are you ever going to retire?
Well, I would think that it'll be a day in my life, as all of us, that comes the end. But I hope and pray that's a long, long time. I want to be 95, man, and walk into an arena and say, he's awesome, baby, at 95.
Outstanding. The title of Dick's brand new book is Dick Vitale's Fabulous 50 Players and Moments in College Basketball. You can go anywhere. Just Google Dick online. And again, Dick, what is your personal website if they want to get an autographed copy for the holidays?
Yep, they can just go to DickVitaleOnline.com and they can get an autographed copy. Hey, great being on with you, and have a terrific holiday.
Oh, you bet. Thanks so much for stopping by, Dick.
Thanks a lot for having me.
We're going to be back with much more on Fox Sports Radio and the Big E Sports Show. Stay close.